thing there is also locational information being gathered, and there is an increasing amount of what you might call crowdsourcing of intelligence, using people as peer informants in sites like Facebook, where people not only ID tag people in the photos in a times sequence type of fashion, but also give geolocations of people, and add that to the fact that they also track people using their phones, you get a whole...
Yeah, this is why I ask people not to put photos of me in Facebook.
Yeah, I totally agree with you, but some people will not obey these requests, and some people
don't
have your location. So.
But still, I still urge people to do that, and you can urge people. Together we can spread the idea that putting a photo of somebody in Facebook is treating that person badly.
I personally have friends who really stop hanging out with particular people who they know are going to upload photos of themselves. And these are not people who are necessarily, you know, software freedom conscious, but they themselves, they want their own private space, and they realize how these things have been used against them. The other thing is with phones. I spoke to several people who work for telco in the UK, and I can confirm basically what I'm being told by them, what many people already know, and that is that they collect locational data with no very obvious deadline for retention of the data. And because it's very cheap to store. I mean, let's face it, I mean,
Well, we know that.
Yeah.
It's been thoroughly established, and they admit it.
Yeah.
At least in some places they admit it. There was a guy who works for the Green Party in Germany.
Yeah.
Demanded from his phone company his own location data. And he got over 30,000
online for people to see as well. I actually had to track down, you mentioned Craig Murray as the person who spoke about the backdoors in phones. I did track down one of his comments. By the way, Craig is a former British ambassador. When he was opposing torture, I'm just explaining to the listeners, but when he opposed torture, it was kind of, they found some ways of pushing him out because he was harming the special relationship between the UK and the US. And he basically says explicitly in his words that the MI5 uses the method of turning the phone into a listening device, even if the phone is switched off. So this is confirmed by him in several places. And then I wanted to ask you, do you know of any such backdoor in what you might consider to be a free, kind of almost free software-based operating system like Android?
Right, because the free version of Replicant
reached out for comments for this interview. One person says, and he seems to know you well enough to know that you don't use a smartphone, but he asks you, would there be a...
Well, you don't know me very well for that, because I explained this in Stallman.org.
Yeah, but I mean, he's not an outsider to the free software world in general. But what he wants to ask is, would there be any sort of condition that you would think be fulfilled to make you use one? For example, a phone with Firefox OS or a prepaid SIM with registration?
Well, I have nothing in favor of Firefox OS. I wouldn't want to have a computer which was basically just a browser. Because I think that basically leads people to depending on services, which you shouldn't do.
I'm going to come to a couple of questions.
The location tracking can
bought the phone anonymously and didn't switch it on in your
hand. Figure out whose it is by who we called.
And let's say I speak first as a person who bought two phones anonymously, because I had to buy phones. Actually, the reason I bought the second phone is because the first one I thought was becoming too obvious to figure out who owned it. And I did a bit of an experiment going through basically almost every store in the UK and trying to test to see if they enable the people to purchase the phones anonymously. And I think fewer and fewer shops allow you to actually do that now. They do insist on you give an ID, even if you purchase a pay-as-you-go phone. But in general, when I said Firefox OS, I was merely paraphrasing another person who asked about it, and you made a good point about database stored remotely.
Friday night and I'm gonna get sauce. I fought the troll and the troll lost. I fought the troll and the troll lost. He tried to boss me and was outbossed. I fought the troll and the troll lost. I fought the troll and the troll lost. Underneath his creeper bridge, hoping goats will cross. Quoting Ashcroft and Tom Ridge, I fought the troll and the troll lost. I fought the troll and the troll lost. He's even dumber than Mickey Koss. I fought the troll and the troll lost. I fought the troll and the troll lost. Wouldn't last 2 minutes with David Frost. I fought the troll and the troll lost. I fought the troll and the troll lost. His worldview sounds like pro wrestling, although not as nuanced. Behind his eyes the wind's whistling. I fought the troll and the troll lost. I fought the troll and the troll lost. I kicked him off a Pandagon and Atrios. I fought the troll and the troll lost. I fought the troll and the troll lost. He's permanently banned from daily costs. I fought the troll and the troll lost. I fought the troll and the troll lost. And in November, W and all his thugs will toss. We'll try to fix America. I fought the troll and the troll lost. I fought the troll and the troll lost.
And all you trolls out there trying to aggravate everyone with your stupidity, illogic, and blind, unthinking devotion to the Bush regime, this section is especially for you. I'm not going to name any of you out loud, not wanting to give you even the slightest possible notoriety, but as you sink under the weight of your own asininity into an intellectual La Brea tar pit, you can imagine that I sing your nom de guerre right now and bask in a stolen fame you don't deserve.